Jamie and Angus Together. Written and read by Anne Fine.
The Very Mysterious Present. Jamie pushed a chair up to the table to have a serious talk with Angus, his little Highland bull. He stood Angus so the two of them were nose to nose, then looked deep into his eyes. "Bella's coming to tea," he warned his favourite soft toy and his very best friend. "Remember Bella?" Angus looked anxious. Perhaps, thought Jamie, he was remembering the time Bella threw him up so high he hit the ceiling. Or the time Bella squashed his stumpy little legs. Or the time Bella dropped him in the paddling pool and he'd had to stand on the radiator for nearly a whole week to get dry and then have the worst of the tangles brushed out of him. No wonder he wasn't looking too happy. "It's not my fault she's coming," Jamie explained to Angus. "I didn't invite her. Mummy did. She's very friendly with Bella's mother, and Bella's just tagging along to save them getting a babysitter." Angus didn't stop looking doubtful. "She doesn't mean to be rough," Jamie told Angus. "It's just the way she is. Mummy calls her bouncy, and Daddy says she doesn't stop and think." He scowled. "And I think she just sails into other people's houses and treats their toys as if they belong to her." He pulled Angus closer to cuddle him. "This time," he promised, "I am going to protect you. You wait and see." Angus didn't look confident, and Jamie could understand why. Jamie had tried to protect him from Bella before. Once, when she came, Jamie had rolled Angus up inside his pyjamas and hidden him in his bed. But Bella had suddenly started her own roly-poly over Jamie's bed game, and he'd had to pull Angus out fast. Bella had snatched Angus, and before Jamie could stop her, had thrown him up at the ceiling really hard. The next time Bella came, Jamie had carried a stool all the way along the hall so he could hide Angus on the top shelf of the bookcase. But while Bella was rushing one of Jamie's teddies to her play hospital, her sharp eyes had noticed Angus peeping out from between the books. She dragged Jamie's toy box out of his bedroom so she could stand on it to fetch Angus down. Then she had put Angus in her hospital and squashed his poor little stumpy legs all over the place while she looked at his tummy. The last time Bella came was the worst. In desperation, Jamie had hidden Angus at the bottom of the garden, deep among the daisies. But when Bella got as high as she could on Jamie's climbing frame, she'd suddenly spotted Angus's little grey horns poking out above the flowers. She'd hurried over to see whose horns they were, then snatched Angus up to cuddle him. Jamie ran to the rescue and crashed into her by mistake. Bella had let go of Angus, and he'd sailed over the lawn and landed splosh in the paddling pool. "She doesn't mean to be horrid," Jamie told Angus again. "She just gets noisy and bouncy. She really can't help it." But Angus was still looking terribly trembly. Jamie made up his mind. "This time," he promised his best friend in the whole wide world, "I'm going to hide you somewhere even Bella won't find you." "Where's the best place?" "In the fridge, among the lettuces in the plastic drawer at the bottom?" "No, far too cold." "In the oven?" "But someone might decide to turn it on, and Angus might get cooked by mistake." "No, definitely not in the oven." He could wrap Angus up carefully and hide him in the rubbish bin. Bella would never look there. But even if he warned his mother, she might get busy and forget. Without even thinking, she might put the bag into the wheelie bin. Then the bin men might come along and... Jamie couldn't bear to think about what might happen after that.